I've never felt so close to Charles Barkley.
He's my favorite for a reason.
Shaq, you're a dumbass in this situation.
Oh, and Shaq's your guy, and Barkley's my guy.
Oh, that's just terrible.
Love Shaq, and I do think it's a good debate who the best player in the game will be
tomorrow
night.
I did not know that Andy Hart was my guy.
Who was the best player in the game last night?
That would be Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown. So, in a short...
I was wrong.
Short sampling here in this situation, it's easy to say Jaylen Brown will be the best player in the game tomorrow night.
I need to stop drinking so much olive oil.
Who are you? It's like a bad mix of...
Shaq and Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, it was Morgan Freeman mixed with something that led to terrible.
Bad Shaq.
Yes.
That's the way it should... That's what I'm going to start calling it now. Oh, no, it's Bad Shaq back on the show.
Okay, Bad Shaq.
I did not know I would be on the show.
Did you build the Batman? The Batmobile as well.
It's weird. Oh, yes, exactly. Lucius Fox in the house.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Nick in the car. What was your reaction to that performance last night by the Celtics, Nick?
Listen, good guys, game. I'll admit I was wrong, okay? I spent Monday night doom-scrolling Twitter and crafting a way to get Cooper Flagg in exchange for Jaylen Brown, right? I was wrong. The apology letter is in the mail, okay? I was wrong. Now, Jaylen Brown is my player of the game, but I want to shout out, and I want to make sure these kids don't forget, rest in peace to the legend. That was a Tommy Award performance from Luke Kornet. And again, I don't know if it's replicable, but like the shift he put in, the effort he put in, risking life and limb, that changed, the energy shifted, right? The one thing I just want to add is, I think Luke's probably the number one Tommy point play he made with that, save the ball on one end, slam it down on the other end. In between those two events happening, I think the ball passed through something like seven pairs of Boston Celtic hands. So as you guys have already mentioned, the ball movement was immaculate. I think if they can keep doing that, things are looking good.
Thanks for the call, Nick. And I think as your penance, you should have to go out and buy a Jaylen Brown jersey and wear it until they lose.
Give me
start a club.
20 Our Fathers, 50 Holy Ghosts, and 7 Jaylen Browns.
Yep. Go get yourself a Jaylen Brown jersey. Wear it.
See?
Undershirt underneath, by the way. There's a bit of a debate that has broken out in the Twitch chat. twitch.tv/BostonWEEI if you want to watch the show.
Oh.
And
yes. What's the debate?
About T-shirt under the tank top, under the jersey.
You're an adult. You should,
and I'm not at the pool or the beach. If I were at the pool or the beach, I would have nothing underneath. Everywhere else, it's appropriate to wear a T-shirt underneath.
Nothing underneath the tank top.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Down below, I'd have a bathing suit or I'd be arrested.
Well,
they're not in Europe.
They're parts of Massachusetts.
I guess, yeah, Nantucket,
Florida,
has
different
places. Anyway,
to the point, I'm glad that Nick picked up on the fact all Knicks think alike. Big Nick energy from that guy. We really appreciate it.
He was a hater until he.
I know, but he noticed better dribbling, ball penetration. Everybody gets a chance to touch the ball, and everyone didn't just stand around like 19, 20, 21, 3.
So you're blaming Tatum.
I'm blaming the way that everyone was either inspired by Tatum or the way that their coach allowed them to play. Do you not believe that many conversations were had, led by coach, led by players, obviously, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, to share and share alike last night and not be a selfish basketball team?
So they're selfish when Jason Tatum plays.
See, what you're trying to do now is this talk show radio thing where you reframe, you take my
point. So if you want them to not play selfish, that's in reference to the way they were playing with Jason Tatum having the ball all the time, so they were selfish. Any further questions, Your Honor?
Are you proud of yourself?
617.
Your Honor, the heart is leading.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin in New York City. This ought to go well. What's up, Justin?
Good afternoon. Hope all is well.
All right.
Oh, it is. Winning tomorrow night at home.
All is quite well. We blew your asses out.
Bing bong. What are you talking about? The Knicks are winning tomorrow night.
I was at the game Monday night. The Garden will be very loud tomorrow night.
Perfect.
The Knicks will play inspired defense, and they will win the game.
First time.
Hit their shots. Brunson will not take 5 fouls again. Count my words. The Knicks will win tomorrow night.
Thanks for the call, Justin. I don't feel the energy.
I was looking for a little more.
He wasn't selling it.
He should have been like, hey, go New York, go New York, go home.
There was nothing there.
No bing bong, no go New York.
He doesn't believe his own crap.
No, what he called in? To try to talk some smack to
us. He wanted us to inject energy
to
into
rally
his
him.
Beliefs. That's sad.
There's going to be
That's
a lot of fans out there tomorrow night. There's going to be a lot of fans out there tomorrow night presenting the bravado, but you know what they're going to be thinking?
Bring back Tatum.
Oh, my God. If we won 2 games at the Boston Garden that we shouldn't have, we don't belong in this series.
Well, they're not that good. They don't even have the best Jaylen in the series.
Andy, the Knicks have won these games by a total of like 9, 1, and 2 points, correct? Yes. The Celtics won by 23 and 27.
And they've been down 20-plus points in
You heard all those stats all that we brought in yesterday via the Ball Hawk and Get Up, Mike Greenberg, who, you know, Mike Greenberg refers to himself as the Dan Ball of ESPN.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't refer to yourself as anything other than maybe your name.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Dan Ball, is that accurate that the Knicks have trailed by 20-plus in every game? Or only one game they did?
I don't have that
At
offhand.
Least 14.
I know the Celtics have had a double-digit lead in the second half in every game.
Right.
I know that.
Isn't
I
that think all but 14 one game. Points or more in every single game.
Right, right.
That's, okay. Okay, Knicks, you think you're good? You think you can beat the Celtics without Tatum?
And we're going to bring the big Knicks energy tomorrow night.
I don't think you are.
But I'm making myself feel better. My inadequacies are coming through with your...
Also, did you notice that he was counting on the crowd to win? He was counting on the crowd to win. The energy in MSG.
It's going to be loud AF.
That's fine. I'm pretty sure Jaylen Brown has played in loud arenas before.
Yep.
The guy's been in the league and played 135 playoff games.
He's literally played two extra NBA seasons
right.
of postseason.
You think he's going to suddenly wilt? Is Derek White going to wilt? Does he look like the kind of guy that's going to wilt?
No, the nice thing I like about him is, even though he's an emotional man, he looks very dispassionate on the court.
Yes, he is. Both of them, I think. I think Jaylen Brown and Derek White, who are your two best players right now. Agreed?
Yes.
That's not a...
Agreed.
Okay, two best players. They are clutch, but even keeled. They are your emotional stability, but they don't get out over their skis emotionally, whether it's good or bad. Good or bad, they don't seem to... I like where that brings you heading into MSG, and if the crowd is raucous, good job. Will you still be raucous when you go down by 20 like you do every single game, or will you get on the subway and go home, Timothy Shyamalant, or whatever the hell your name is?
So close.
Timothy Shyamalant.
Glasses so inside That's... are worse than a jersey with no undershirt.
He was hiding the sad behind that Master Thespian's
face. We agree,
face.
That's douchey, right? Glasses inside at an NBA game?
Yeah, he's okay. He's allowed. He's the Chalamet.
Well, he's douche.
No.
Yes?
He was hiding his sad.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. 617-779-7937.
Don't disrespect the Chalamet.
Let's go to Richard in Rowley. Is that how you say that? Rowley. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. How are we doing this afternoon?
How are you, Richard?
Good. I was actually on hold for the earlier show before the grab bag, but I finally got through.
Well,
I was calling earlier because, you know, this whole thing about Kristaps and stuff and Porzingis' magical disease or whatever he's going through. And Mazzullo talked about his labored breathing and stuff. You know, these guys, these 7 foot tall guys and taller, a lot of them have, not a lot, but I mean, they have that Marfan syndrome. I don't know if you know what that is, the MFS. It's called the tall man's disease.
Okay. It makes sense considering how hard the heart has to go to pump blood from your head all the way down to your toes. Yeah, go ahead.
I think Andre the Giant.
Well, also, they have oversized lungs. It's a multi-systematic genetic disorder.
Thanks for the call, Richard.
Well, why'd you cut him off? I was actually learning something.
It's a multi-systematic genetic disorder.
Okay, and there was probably another point.
He's not a doctor. We don't need to do that today. We have no idea what's going on with Kristaps Porzingis.
But then we could have researched it. Dan Ball also
Then we could have gone to the internet to clear things up. Is that what we wanted to do?
We have people at Mass Gym. We have a town full of intelligent, brilliant medical minds.
Yes, Dan
Guy held on from the previous show.
And I appreciate it. Thank
you. And you cut him off.
Thank you, Richard. Call back anytime.
Just not today?
Just not today. Anytime other than today or tomorrow.
Do you want the Dan Ball MD diagnosis, or do you want to keep moving on?
I would love Mass General Ball and Associates, yes.
Marfan syndrome can cause breathing difficulties due to various factors, including chest wall deformities, respiratory muscle weakness, and the presence of this is a collapsed lung, so that I'm hoping that's not happening.
So,
but there is a connection there.
Kristaps Porzingis has been this size for quite some time.
That is correct, yes.
It could be.
It hasn't really changed.
We don't know when it's onset. Like when it can it could just sort of kick in your 30s.
And I mean, he's been perennially injury prone, so maybe that's another manifestation of it in years past.
Maybe he has COVID.
He does. He's on the list as non-COVID.
I don't believe anybody.
So now you're just going to go into your little like Southeast Massachusetts.
Trust everybody and nobody. I'm certainly not going to trust Richard from Rowley to diagnose it when all these doctors in Boston have struggled.
You just got a second opinion from across the glass.
I had no idea I was doing radio with the Fox Mulder of Dartmouth. Trust everyone and no one.
Let him put on his tinfoil hat and believe what he wants to believe.
Back to the phone lines.
Well played, Stanley.
Jake in New Hampshire, please end this conversation and take it in a better direction. What's up, Jake?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, I thought it was a great win last night. Great team win, and
yes.
That's a big, big, big thing for us. Losing JT is a huge deal. He is the star of the team. I get it. But one of the strongest points of this roster is the depth. And I think the depth was put on display last night, yep. And that's what they're going to have to rely on the rest of the series to get, especially on the road in New York. It's going to be a tough one, but they're more than capable of doing it.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Jake was also making a point.
Yeah, he said mm-hmm. They're more than capable of doing it. They're relying on their depth. I got the point.
Wow.
And I agree with him. They are relying on their depth.
Man.
Blame Ted. He throws things at me if I let callers go.
I put trigger finger.
No kidding, Mike. Like, talk about
we
just like shoot first,
calls.
Ask
People
questions
are waiting
later.
A long time. I want to keep the show moving.
He's right, though.
We don't need like, WebMD on the radio.
He had nothing to do with the medical.
I know. I might still be angry about the problem.
I was going to say that. I feel like that was an ancillary.
Okay, what did he want to say other than the depth is on full display? I agree with him.
Yeah,
they're
a
good basketball team.
Yes, and then they were going to have to test the depth again tomorrow, and perhaps a new hero may have to rise tomorrow.
So which,
maybe it'll be a different one every game.
I don't love that idea. I think you're going to have to get 20 plus points from White and Tatum every game. I mean, White and Jaylen Brown every game.
No,
those guys
no
have to be your baseline. You're not going to get Luke Kornet to go off. Peyton Pritchard was actually
disrespect.
Not. I think Peyton Pritchard at 17.
The Duke of Kornet.
You can expect 5 to 7 more points, 10 more points out of Peyton Pritchard.
He could also step back to like 12 or 13. He could also score 24, sure.
Drew Holiday, 14. I could see him with 20. Like, you have room. Al Horford at 12. He could have 20. The only guy I'm not counting on anymore at all is Porzingis.
Whether it's MPS or MGS, whatever it is,
long COVID vaccination, whatever you want to believe it is, whatever it's related to, I don't care.
It's probably the jab.
I don't care. All I know
is... That wasn't me. That was a pocket of Massachusetts out there.
But all I know is I wouldn't count on him. To me, if he gives you anything, that's a cherry on top. That's, oh, great, we got a little extra. Do not count on minutes. Do not count on points or blocks or three-pointers. Anything from Kristaps Porzingis. Put him away and say we have to win without him.
Should we take one more call from New York?
Why'd your voice just get so deep? 617-779. Oh, because of Isaac. Isaac in Brooklyn wants to do a better job trying to convince us that the Knicks are going to win tomorrow night. What's up, Isaac?
What's up? First of all, I hope I'm going to be able to get everything I want to say. First of all, I like how Boston puts down Madison Square Garden and try to make Madison Square Garden is the most famous arena on earth. And all the biggest performers go there, and everyone does good in Madison Square Garden. Even LeBron, look at him, he loves going there. So listen, Madison Square Garden is an amazing stage, and we're lucky as Knicks fans to have that our home court. And straight up, it's more famous and more popular, and everyone knows about it more than TD Garden, some random arena.
Okay, next point.
I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, next point.
Yeah.
Listen, we earned these wins. We knocked you guys down the first two games. You guys did an amazing performance in the third game and the fifth game. But come on, game four. We really did good, and we really won that game, and we won that game fair and square, and we were winning that. We were up 9 when Tatum had his injury, unfortunately for Tatum. And I do think that energy, the Knicks, they do good when they are desperate. When they're desperate, they do good, meaning when they feel like they need it. Yesterday was more of a they felt going into the third quarter that they could like let their foot off the gas a little bit because they were never at that point going in halftime, and I feel like that's what made us lose.
Thanks for the call, Isaac.
Should I throw a pen at you now for letting that call go on?
Oh, now it's too long.
See, you, my God.
Your wife raised two and tolerates
a third child.
A little bit. He wanted to tell you, and I would disagree with him, they didn't
win.
The Celtics lost when they shot 25% in those first couple games.
Even worse, and they've turned the ball over and held onto it for 23 seconds. And by the way, there are a few buildings and arenas a touch more famous than Madison Square Garden.
I don't feel like you guys were arguing against that. Right?
Against what?
No, we
against
weren't.
Against the mystique of Madison
no,
Square Garden.
No, I also
Garden.
Think he said everybody plays great there, even LeBron, who is a visitor, so therefore Jaylen Brown will play great
it
there tomorrow night to carry the Celtics back to TD Garden for Game 7.
It wasn't built on a mystical gem or something where, like, if you touch the floor, all of a sudden, you become alive with magic basketball powers.
617-779-7937. We see you lining up to maybe talk for a short time, maybe talk for a long time. You'll find out once you get on the air. We're reacting to Celtics beating the Knicks, moving on to Game 6 at the greatest arena on the planet. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.